Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Mark 8, 22 to 26. Don't go where you may be blinded. 1. The blind man. I'm going to refer to another type of blindness, to a person who's blind because he doesn't fully enjoy everything there is around him. It's that person who has a family, but is so focused on his work that he doesn't see that his children need him, that his wife requires him to be present, and that his family needs him. It's that person who doesn't see that his parents are already old and is so focused on his own things that he doesn't even phone them to say hello. A person like this imagines or lives on assumptions, but not on concrete things. In life, you can progressively go blind because you stop seeing the reality around you, or you lose the precision to see it is just as it is. Or even worse, you do not want to see reality. You can even become dependent person who does not act on his own. You may have good ideas, but someone else has to execute them. 2. Begged Jesus to touch him. They asked for Jesus' personal attention. Let's pray so that Jesus may cure us, free us, heal us. Let's ask Jesus to cure us of that affective blindness which doesn't allow us to see reality because we are dominated by affections, or to cure us of that psychological blindness in which we don't want to see the reality because we don't accept that it is what it is. Let's ask Jesus to cure us of the spiritual blindness of not seeing God as he is, but rather as we please, taking out and putting in whatever we want. Jesus makes us see again. 3. Do not go into the village. Jesus leads the blind man out of the village and also asks him not to go back there. Don't go places that blind you. It isn't convenient to get into things that end up blinding you. There are circumstances or places that make you blind. For example, pornography, drugs, alcohol, violence in your home, among others. You know what can blind you. Even friendships or emotional relationships that end up destroying you. Distance yourself from all that. Don't go in. Look for whatever blinded you so that you will not fall into that again. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.